Do you?
I've seen Bon Jovi twice.
Is that true?
That is true.
Holy shit.
I almost got into a fight at a Bon Jovi concert.
Over what?
So a guy was mad that I was blocking the way, but I was blocking the way because it was out on the lawn section.
Okay.
In Camden. And there was a girl with crutches.
Right.
I'm trying to stop the line for a second.
Yeah.
To help the girl up on crutches.
Right.
Dude gets in my face.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the guy who got into a fight at a Bon Jovi concert.
How long ago was this?
2002.
Okay.
Ish.
So a minute ago.
Yeah. You know, I've seen Bon Jovi twice.
That's crazy.
I've seen a lot of shows that are just weird.
That is interesting. I've never seen Bon Jovi.
We can have a podcast about all the weird shows I've been dragged to or willingly went to.
Okay.
It's a weird combo.
That is a weird combo.
It sure is. But this isn't about the weird concerts Tim been to. This is about movies.
It is.
And it's not about fighting at Bon Jovi. Can't we all just get along?
I mean, it could be about fighting about Bon Jovi.
Only if you give love a bad name.
Okay.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, do that thing.
I'm going to start us off on a high fucking note.
Oh, no. Then it's all downhill again.
All right. So we're talking about 1996. You remember what you were doing in 1996?
Probably frantically masturbating.
That sounds about right. So
yep.
Nothing's changed in quite a few years.
No, man. Frantic.
Frantic?
So frantic.
Now it's just kind of like measured.
I mean, when you get to it. Yeah, once I get to the car.
Yeah. I'm talking about Scream.
Oh, Scream.
Yeah, something you would do when you're frantically masturbating.
Yeah, I probably did that in the theater when I went and saw this.
That's not true, people. I watched this. Oh, boy. I watched this in October of 2019. It is 1 hour and 51 minutes. It is a horror slasher mystery movie.
It is.
It's directed by the phenomenal Wes Craven. Rest in peace, Wes Craven. Mm-hmm. Starring Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Matthew Lillard, fucking Skeet Ulrich is in this movie. Jamie Kennedy's in this movie. I mean, the cast is ridiculous.
Drew Barrymore,
Rose McGowan. Like, the cast is fucking ridiculous in this
movie. I love Rose McGowan.
She's good.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Summary of this movie is a fright-masked, knife-wielding killer stalks and tries to kill teens in middle-class suburbia.
Yep.
Bullet points of this movie. The script is fucking out of control good for this movie. It's one of the first movies I really remember coming out watching it, and it was just kind of like immediately like an iconic film. Like right away, it became like people were parodying it. It was everywhere.
People were crank calling everybody.
Yeah, it was like one of the most instantly iconic movies I can think of in my lifetime. Like mm-hmm. It just came out and it just changed everything. I mean, horror movies were kind of at a low point at that point in the 90s when it came out.
Absolutely.
And this completely reinvigorated horror. I mean, we had to deal with a lot of shitty fucking whodunit horrors from the early 80s, like Terror Train and shit. We just went through that again. But I was cool with it because when I saw this movie, it was fucking back in the day when there were two pay-per-view channels. You remember this?
Oh, man.
And we had a Descrambler box.
Yeah.
Don't call the cops. But it was great because it was underneath of our cable box, and you flipped the little switch, and it would essentially descramble the image to where you could actually watch it.
That was a boob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we got the Spice Channel and the Playboy. So there were two porno channels, the Spice Channel and the Playboy Channel, and then there were two actual pay-per-view channels. So yeah. I was the cool kid who everybody came over to their house to watch all the wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
That was back when I was into wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling. Get back in, Max. Get back in.
That's up to Dan. That's a you and Dan thing.
Yeah, one day we'll get around to that. I've already written it all.
Made a t-shirt.
Yeah, I made a t-shirt.
Yep.
Maybe it's out by the time this goes up.
You don't know.
I don't.
I mean, you should, but you don't.
It's weird how that works out.
That's right. But this movie is really interesting. It's really good. I don't want to ruin it because if somehow you haven't seen Scream, you really should. But it stands up as a horror staple. It's a newish horror. Like if somebody's just like, my favorite like iconic killer is Ghostface, I wouldn't punch that person in the face.
Right.
Like, be like, that's cool. It's not Leatherface. It's not, you know what I mean, Jason or Freddy. But I'm not going to complain that somebody likes Ghostface.
What is your favorite iconic horror?
My favorite, I would say my favorite horror film is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So I'm guessing it would just have to be Leatherface by default. Because I think Gunnar Hansen plays Leatherface in an absolutely terrifying way. But Ghostface is interesting. He's smart. The fucking, I forget the name of the actor who does the voice of the phone.
Oh.
The phone voice changer thing is just fucking great. It's so scary and interesting. Love this movie. And I was the right age for it for sure.
Yep.
IMDb gives it a 7.2 out of 10, which I think is a little low. The critical score on Rotten Tomatoes, we had talked about this a little bit before when you brought up the top Wes Craven movies.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 79% out of 71 critics. Audience out of 478,249 people. Not as many people who watched Saw 2, but about half of them came in. Not even half, a quarter of them came in. 52 million people. That's insane.
That is insane.
A mere fraction came and rated this movie at 79%.
Okay.
I am blowing all of those scores out of the water.
Blow those people.
I'm giving Scream a 9 nice. Out of 10.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to fight that. I don't know if I put it as high, but yeah, I agree with you. Scream is super important.
It is.
And I mean, the thing, I think Scream gets a lot of flack because it created so many pretenders, but that's not their fault.
No, it's because it was so good, everybody was scrambling to make versions of
Correct.
It.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm going to take us on a journey.
Mm.
It's an action mystery sci-fi journey.
Is it Homeward Bound?
It is. There's three dogs and
oh, man.
Maybe
Michael
a cat.
J. Fox. It's so good.
No, you idiot. No.
No, it's fine. I hate pet movies. We're good. I was
okay,
lying.
Good. Air Bud, though, for days. It's called Selfless.
Okay.
Ever hear of this movie, Self/Less?
No.
Neither did I, so I watched it in September. It's an hour 57, 157. That's not how time works.
No.
IMDb minutes do work that way.
Yeah, sure.
No, they don't. Directed by Tarsem Singh. What? Starring Tarsem Singh?
Yes.
Maybe.
Not Tarsem.
I got Tarsem.
Yeah. Tarsem did The Cell with Jennifer Lopez, but I don't think it's the same Tarsem.
Could
be. I think it's just one name for Tarsem.
Maybe. I mean, Singh's too common. I can't help you there.
Nope.
Starring Ryan Reynolds.
I've heard of him.
Natalie Martinez? I think that's Natalie.
Sure.
God, my writing's awful. Matthew Good?
Goody.
And Sir Ben Kingsley.
Oh.
A dying real estate mogul transfers his consciousness into a healthy young body, but soon finds that neither the procedure nor the company that performed it are quite what they seem.
Okay.
So your mogul is Ben Kingsley. He is going to pass, and he decides to put his consciousness into Ryan Reynolds.
Sure. Well, who wouldn't want to put their consciousness into Ryan Reynolds?
I want to put something into Ryan Reynolds.
Anything he'll accept, really.
Yeah, no, he seems like a cool dude. He'll take it. Cool plot with fun surprises. I'm not sure if it wants to be an action movie or not, though. And Ryan Reynolds is solid pretending to be Ben Kingsley.
Nice.
So it's kind of like Face Off, right? You got the whole thing with an actor trying to pretend to be another actor.
Face Off, Selfless. I get it.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but it does kind of go like from these dramatic moments, and there's kind of a little comedy sprinkled in.
Mm-hmm.
But like Ryan Reynolds is trying to do a serious performance, and he does a pretty good job, but it's Ryan Reynolds, so
right.
It's like, all right.
Sure.
It's still going to be a little funny, Ryan Reynolds trying to be Ben Kingsley.
Right.
There's smart decisions, like the body of Ryan Reynolds has passed. He was a soldier. That's why he's able to kick so much ass once Ben Kingsley's in there kind
okay.
of thing. And that's what I mean. They're not sure if this is an action movie or if it's just like some sort of thought piece.
Mm.
It's not terrible, though, but it ain't great either. It's worth watching just to see Ryan Reynolds do a really good job of acting.
Sure.
Ben Kingsley, of course, is amazing. So, IMDb, 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, 141 critics, 19%.
I was going to say, you're making it sound like it's a low ball because they hate their confused tone. They're totally confused films.
Audience, 46% out of 23,000 people.
Okay.
So, it's all over the damn place.
It is.
I'm back on that fence, 5.5.
Sure.
It's watchable. You're either going to love it or you're going to think, eh, it's a thing I did.
Sure.
I don't think there's any in between.
Eh, it's a thing I did.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me take you back to the days of yore.
Oh, I love yore.
Before me, before you.
Yep.
1973.
Good times.
Amicus Horror Films, the little brother of Hammer Horror Films.
Ooh.
Bringing us an EC comic translation to the screen.
Oh, wow.
The Vault of Horror.
Nice.
I watched this in October of 2019. It is 1 hour and 31 minutes. It is an anthology horror film.
You enjoy anthologies, correct?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Ward Baker is the director of this film. It's got Terry Thomason. It's got Tom Baker, who is Doctor Who, and Anna Massey in this film as well. It's a bunch of people in this movie because, you know, it's an anthology.
Sure.
There are multiple parts to this. The tie together is locked in a vault, five men share stories about their recurring nightmares.
Hmm.
Midnight Mess is a man who murders his sister, ends up going to a restaurant after he murders his sister to find out she's there somehow. And the restaurant is a bunch of vampires, and they murder him and enjoy his blood. For dinner.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Bargain in Death. A man is buried alive by his friend. Always something you want to be done by your friend.
Friends will do it.
Yep. Good Lord, what did I write? The Neat Job. A man with OCD ends up driving his wife fucking nuts and she murders him.
Nice.
Yeah. This Trick Will Kill You, which is such an EC title.
Yeah.
A magician and his wife discover a woman who has an actual real magic trick. It's magic. It's not bullshit. It's magic. And it's a rope trick that she can make. She plays a flute and the rope, you know, manipulates if she was like a snake charmer. They murder her, take her rope trick, and then the rope murders them.
Nice. Yeah,
it's pretty rad.
That's great.
Drawn and quartered, a man realizes that he becomes immortal if he can keep this painting of himself intact, and he can also murder people by painting them and like destroying the paintings.
Huh.
So he paints himself and he's like, maybe I'll live forever. So he hides the paint away in a safe, and these lazy, like stupid construction workers spill a bunch of paint thinner in the safe, and he ends up melting.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool. So that's kind of the rundown of the stories. Cool stories, well-handled effects. It's a British horror film. If you're not familiar with Amicus, they're a British horror group, much like Hammer.
That's why Tom Baker was there.
Yep. And it's not too ambitious. It's well thought out. It's not over the top in any respect, but they managed to kind of do what they need to do to make it interesting. It doesn't have, obviously, it doesn't have the Vault Keeper or anything in there to really make it truly EC.
Right.
But it's pretty fun. Good watch. Interesting stuff. IMDb gives it a 6.6 out of 10. No kind of Rotten Tomatoes. They won't touch it. They won't touch this
the
bullshit.
Fools.
Yeah. I gave it a 7.5 out of 10 because it's immensely watchable if you don't mind an older 70s British horror film.
I mean, I'd love that. Yeah. I want to see that rope hang somebody.
It's
I assume
pretty sweet.
It does.
It does.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely great.
Yep.
Well, speaking of absolutely great, this movie, isn't it? 2018's Revenger.
Revenger.
The Revenger.
Okay.
It's a foreign film. I believe it's a Netflix film. Watch it in September. IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 41 minutes. Genre action crime thriller. God damn it, I did it again. Directed by Sang-Won Lee.
Yes, you did.
Starring Jae Hon Cho, Soo-jin Jeong, and Bruce Kahn. Thank you, Bruce Kahn. Your summary, a former police investigator decides to go to a prison island to revenge the brutal killings of his family. This is a recycled plot.
Yep.
Recycled to death.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say it's not enjoyable because it's kung fu-y and people just beat the living piss out of each other.
Sure.
If you like foreign men with washboard abs, you are in luck.
My favorite thing.
I know, buddy. You're in luck.
Woo.
My bullet points. Rip dudes kung fu-ing each other to oblivion is my first one. Weak subplots tie the story together. Would be a fighting masterpiece if shot as a short film.
Okay.
No lie. I think if they just took the important parts and it was one constant, crazy, run-and-gun kind of story in 30 minutes, this would be like
phenomenal.
A really good short film.
Okay.
Yeah, get rid of all the BS you threw in to tie it into a longer movie. Revenge movies have been done better, as well as survive on the island kind of movies.
Yep.
I don't think we need to go much farther than that, do we?
No.
I mean, a guy washes up on the island. I mean, watching people kung fu on a beach is kind of fun.
It is.
Because I know that's hard. Me just walking on a beach is hard.
Absolutely.
It's hot. Yep. Sand's hot.
Sand is hot.
I don't like sand.
Nope.
Gets everywhere.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah. Yeah. Not about it. IMDb gives it a 5.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 5 critics, 40%.
Okay.
47 people watch this. Audience, 52%.
Okay.
I give it a 5 out of 10. It's a thing you can watch one time and never, ever think about ever again. You'll be like, what was that movie with the guy on the beach? Oh, right. I don't give a shit.
Ah, I remember that.
That's that movie because who gives a shit?
Good answer.
Kung fuing on a beach is fun.
Kung fu foreign abs. I'm in for it.
Foreign abs.
Foreign abs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
Good night.